USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
If Bob Woodward thought it was bad, then he should have immediately gone out publicly, not wait 4 months. You know, he's had that statement for 4 months, maybe 5 months. He's had it for a long time. It was a series of taped interviews, mostly by telephone.
President Trump's comments at the White House. The president is heading to Michigan for one of his Keep America Great Again rallies tonight. Meanwhile, Senate Democrats vote down what's called a skinny coronavirus relief package. Senate Minority Leader Democrat from New York, Chuck Schumer, saying the bill is woefully inadequate.
It does not help renters keep a roof over their heads or American families put food on the table. It shortchanges health care and education. It does not provide a dime to protect essential state and local services.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying there's a chance now nothing will get done before the election. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for healthcare right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has extended their special offer, and a lot of people have taken advantage of it. Simply apply by September 30th, and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And, of course, that's just a start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
This could be the greatest loss of human lives and property due to wildfire in our state's history.
Oregon Democratic Governor Kate Brown on the fires in her state that have ravaged at least three towns just south of Medford, Oregon. At least four people have died in Northern California from the fires. Thousands of people have been evacuated there as well. Oregon resident Tim Engelhart telling ABC News.
A friend of ours had a house here, a couple friends, and it's so destroyed I can't even find where it was. I can't even point it out.
A San Francisco salon owner is permanently closing her doors after a visit from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Salon owner Erica Kios saying she's too afraid to go back to work.
I'm actually afraid to go back just because of the messages and emails I've been getting.
During Pelosi's weekly press conference, no one asked her about the salon owner's comments. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
An August motorcycle rally in Sturgis, South Dakota helped spread COVID-19 to more than a quarter of a million Americans, making it the root of about 20% of all new coronavirus cases in the United States last month. So said a new white paper from the IZA Institute of Labor Economics. According to South Dakota health officials, 124 new cases in the state, including one fatal case, were directly linked to the rally. The researchers also assumed a $46,000 price tag for each person infected to calculate the $12.2 billion public health cost of the event. South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem tells Fox News this is all junk science.
What they did is they took a snapshot in time, and they did a lot of speculation, did some back-of-the-napkin math, and made up some numbers and published them. This study wasn't even done by a healthcare study. It was done by the Institute of Labor Economics, and it's completely untrue. That's what's so frustrating, is I know the media does not like what South Dakota has done. They have deemed me as the governor that made all the wrong decisions by letting my people have freedom, by using personal responsibility. But listen, our people are happy. We've had big events. We have in South Dakota 124 cases that were tied to the Sturgis motorcycle bike rally out of 500,000 people that came.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.